Ajax.
Dear cousin, we'll talk and I even know how to start this. I just know that I love you. Anyway, let me talk, cousin, let me be real. Let me tell you how my nigga feel from the dinner table, college or in the field. Let me get it out and let me spill every emotion. But know that it's gonna be real. Do you remember how it used to be? Cassio Blaine, cadet and crept, battalion bench. Fam would have said I would walk, you would walk, I would step, you would step. But shit ain't really feeling the same. That's the reason why I'm writing you, because really I just want my cousin back. I ain't got family that's as tight as you. Like, I didn't really know where to start, but college is kind of when the shit went pear. See, I found my wife in college, but I never made it into the second year when I heard she was cheating. And I was trying to figure it out like it was Blue's Clues. But then you was friends with a guy she was beating. I kind of felt like you let her get moved to, cause I felt snaked. But I never said nothing, I never opened my mouth, cause maybe you never knew. You know you're my cousin, you get the benefit of the doubt. Now imagine how gas granddad would be seeing us on the stage where we're meant to be. But it hasn't been an easy road, man, it's been like chapters on the first one of jealousy. Well, maybe not jealousy, but that word should give you an idea when the drift. And she said we'd be first cousins when I say I do music there. Always comparing a kid, like everywhere I go, everybody saying something, why don't you bring you in? Like a nigga did with young and got me bugging, got me feeling like the love is awful. And they all say I should have been a paranormal. Now around that time, I went from being cadet to creps cousin and see. Yeah, I was kicking myself cause I felt shit but never said nothing. And like now we ain't spoken in months. And even advice I can't ask the kid, cause I remember your WhatsApp status saying, don't chat to me if you're gonna ask for shit. Now around this time, everything is getting loose. Feels like with me, you wouldn't nothing to do. See, I'm taking bad dicks, but everybody knew I was talking about you. And like every single tune, I was bruised. And then I felt one way, but I still loved you to the death. I even got a bar, even though the love's one way, I still bang you in your face if you're talking about crap. But I guess the blame ain't on you, cause not once did I pick up the phone and phone you. I'm happy that you're doing your thing, but as a reminder of all the shit I don't do. So when your videos were hitting a mill, I was still taking bets up in Willie Hill. Now the jealousy's gone cause it's dumb to feel. And the second chapter is where the hunger spills. See, the second chapter's called hunger. And this is when the shit gets peak, cause it's when I stopped watching you and I started watching me. But I still got your name like every bar though, parked up listening to Argue Fargo. And the one time you brought me to wireless was exactly the kick I needed in the arsehole, cause you chose me right over the mandem. Like, even though we ain't spoken long though, wallahi, after you sent the invite, thought you was gonna say my bad one combo, cause then you brought me on stage. It was me, you and Killer Conan. I was the last one to come off stage, bro, cause up there man I felt like home. And I swear since that moment I took shit serious. Stop showing food, quit the muse, quit the fraud. A man them thought I was delirious. See, I would go car park, buy bars, leave the engine on, and then somehow fall asleep. Wake up with a dead battery, get jump started, and then the same night go repeat. To the point now that I ain't even got a car, cause both the battery and the engine's gone. But at least now I'm chasing my dream. I ain't felt like a waste man in long. And the third chapter's called love. Ain't no soft shit, ain't no need for boohoos. But when I started loving myself, then I could love you like I used to. Got tired, I've been that waste man rapper in the family covered with a pretty grin. And man, I got tired, I got me to music events, didn't recognize me for a thing. Man, I got tired of feeling like I ain't gonna win. And yo, I got tired of telling the niggas that I don't know why you don't wanna bring a nigga in. See, I'm just glad that I'm in the same race as you. And the dream is to go and share first place with you. You know, man, you're my left lung and there ain't no replacing you. And P.S. I'll still bang everybody in the face for you, man. I love you,
you know I love you.
You must know this.
Yo, Kazi.
Yo, Kaz.
Nah, just a quick one. I just wanted to tell you I love you, man. Get me more emotional in that band with it. I love you, man.
Bro, why are you wearing some stuffy shit?
yeah, bro.
I love you too.
Come on. Nah, bad.